It is early evening of a mild winter's day. All day long, shoppers have hurried up and down the city streets. And now Susan and Peter come quickly around the corner as they make their way toward a shining silver patch of light. The light from the magic Christmas window.
It's there, Peter. The lights are on again.
I know. We're just in time, I bet.
There it is. The magic is working. The glass is disappearing again.
Come on, Susan. Let's hurry in.
All right. You go first, Peter.
Okay. Give me your hand.
It should be here. It must be here. I'll never get another.
Wait a minute, Peter. It's a little girl out there in the snow.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you standing there. I'm sorry if you heard me cry.
Oh, that's all right. We thought maybe we could help you.
It's just that I've lost my shoe. It's so cold.
You'd better come inside with us and get warm.
Inside? Where?
The magic Christmas window. We come most every night.
Come on, I'll help you up.
There. My name is Susan.
And I'm Peter.
How do you do? My name is Ella.
Ella? Well, you're just like Cinderella. She lost a shoe, too.
Cinderella? Who is she?
You mean you've never heard of Cinderella? Well, she's in almost every storybook.
Would you like me to tell you about her?
You mean you really would?
Of course. Let's just sit down right here. There. Well, once upon a time, there was a gentleman who took for a second wife the haughtiest and proudest woman that had ever been seen. She had two daughters, Therese and Jessica, who were exactly like their mother. The husband had a daughter of his own, but one whose gentleness and goodness surpassed all others, and she was called Cinderella. After the husband died, the wife could not endure a stepdaughter. She was made to scrub the floors and do the hardest work about the house, while her stepsister sat all day on satin couches, make their fill of bonbons.
Scrub a little more to the left, Cinderella. If the hearth does not shine like gold when you are through, you need not count on supper.
Yes, Therese.
And when you are through, go sit amongst the cinders, not upon the scrub part.
Yes, Jessica. The cinders it shall be.
Hand me another bonbon, Therese. You had best lay off those bonbons. You shall become so fat you will never get into your new dress for the royal ball.
The royal ball? Are you to go?
Of course we're to go. With my new lace, perhaps I shall even catch the eye of the prince.
The prince? How will he be there? Oh,
listen to the silly girl, Therese. Go on with your scrubbing, Cinderella. Sometimes I think you forget your place. Besides, we've things to do. Come, Jessica.
The next few days, Cinderella was put to work sewing and pressing for her two stepsisters. At last came the eve of the ball. And when the two sisters set off, they left Cinderella sitting on the cinders, wishing with all her heart that she, too, might go. Suddenly, she felt a gentle tap on her shoulder.
Cinderella.
Oh, who are you?
You do not know me. I am your fairy godmother.
I did not know that I had a godmother. Why, I am nothing but a charmaid.
Well, so my stepsisters say.
They have been invited to the royal ball.
So that is what ails you, my child.
I'm sorry, but I can't help wishing.
Then if you wish, it shall be fulfilled. Listen closely, Cinderella, and you shall see what wonders we can work.
And with that, the fairy godmother sent Cinderella into the garden to fetch a pumpkin. Then she was dispatched to find a cat and six tiny pet mice. When she gathered them all...
Here they are, godmother.
Good. Now you shall see... I shall wave my wand over each of them. There. Look, Cinderella. What do you see?
Oh, I can scarcely believe my eyes. The pumpkin has turned into a coat of solid gold, and the cat into the most important coachman I've ever seen.
And the mice?
The handsomest team of horses in the whole kingdom.
See, already they are impatient to take you to the ball.
Oh, the ball. Then I'm really to go.
Look into the mirror, Cinderella.
My clothes. Oh, they are changed into a gown of gold and silver cloth, with jewels in my hair. And on my feet. Oh, the most beautiful glass slippers I have ever seen.
Only heed you one thing.
And what is that, my godmother?
You must not stay 1 minute past the stroke of 12, for if you do, the magic shall be gone.
And so Cinderella set off for the most wonderful evening of her whole life. Never in her wildest dreams could she have imagined such a night. For the moment she stepped through the doors of the grand ballroom, everyone gazed. Never had they seen such a beautiful princess.
Oh, how lovely she is. Don't you think so, Miss Jessica? Who do you suppose she is? The princess paid no heed to anyone tonight, only to her.
You danced divinely, princess. Would that the music would never stop.
Oh, your majesty is very kind. It is an honor to dance with you.
Nay, dear princess, believe me, the honor and the joy is all mine.
So it was all evening long they danced. And the more they danced, the deeper they fell in love.
May I have the honor again, princess?
I should be delighted, your majesty. I can think of...
What is it, princess? You look so startled.
12 o'clock. Oh, I must be off.
But you cannot go so soon.
Oh, you do not understand. I cannot lose a moment.
Princess! Princess!
Oh, she is gone without a word of explanation. Look, your majesty, there on the floor. Why, it is one of her glass slippers.
A glass slipper? The daintiest I have seen. By all that I hold dear, I shall find her with it, if it means I search my kingdom forever.
Cinderella left the ball not a minute too soon. When her sisters came home, they found her fast asleep upon the hearth. The next day...
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Therese.
Oh, good noon, I think you should say. We've slept the morning through.
But such a wonderful slumber.
Oh, such a wonderful ball.
Was it truly exciting?
There came to it the most beautiful princess you have ever seen. She paid us 1,000 attentions,
but not half so much as the prince paid her.
He vows he will find her yet.
Find her? What do you mean?
At the stroke of 12, she fled, light as a fawn, without even telling her name. But she brought the glass slipper as she ran, and the prince intends to try it on every woman in the land until he finds the foot that fits.
Oh, listen. Even now the prince comes with his herald.
Quickly, sister, the door.
His majesty, the prince.
Good day, lady. My mission must be known, so to the point. I have tried the shoe on all the princesses and duchesses and so through all the courts. The shoe fits none. This house alone remains.
We shall try it, your majesty. We shall be delighted.
Jessica tried the shoe first. She pushed and pushed with all her might, but the shoe would not go on. As for Therese, she could not get it past her big toe.
Forgive me, your majesty. May I try the shoe?
Cinderella, you? Why, you're nothing but a charmaid.
One moment. I have said that all ladies will have the chance. Here is the shoe.
There. Why, it fits.
But of course, it is you. I should have known you at a glance.
Look, her clothes. They are changing. Why, they're even more magnificent than before.
It is a miracle. A miracle that I should be blessed with such a bride. You will marry me, won't you, Cinderella?
And so the prince swept Cinderella into his arms and upon his royal coach. And they rode through the streets as the crowd rejoiced that the lovely princess is theirs forever.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
I'm glad you like it.
And you see what losing Cinderella's shoe meant to her.
Peter will have to go.
All right. Let me help you down. Now, if you'll just... Hey, wait a minute.
What is it, Peter?
I stepped on something here in the snow. Why, look. It's a slipper.
Oh, it must be. Yes, it is.
Then you shall wed the prince, and all the riches of the land shall be yours.
Or at least come home with us and see our Christmas tree.
Oh, could I really?
Of course you could. And there might even be a present for you. We'd better hurry now. It's getting dark.
But before we do, let's have one more look at the magic Christmas window. I almost hate to leave. It's so beautiful.
There's always sure to be magic in the Christmas window.